Twilight's Nightmare, Chapter 28, Part 2, Candace's Interview. Luna's office disappeared. The feeling of falling was present again, as Luna had shadow-stepped them from her office all the way to Vancouver. Candace managed to not spread her wings this time, but they still wanted to fight the feeling of falling, though she did extend her hooves a bit, ready for the coming landing. The shadows billowed away, revealing the skyline of Vancouver and the rooftop that they landed on. The scent of the salty air suddenly hit their nostrils. The sudden presence of an angered alicorn was never a good thing. The sky darkened and storm clouds gathered. That one slip of Luna's would cause hours of work for the local weather patrol, though only 10 minutes flat if they got the help of Rainbow Dash. The dozen night guards slipped into the nearby shadows, waiting for commands, unnoticed by any passing ponies. A gasp escaped from a blue mare dressed in padded armor and equipped with some of the gadgets Solar Agents got to play with. The agent's eyes widened and she dropped into a bow. Despite the disguise and dye job, Candace recognized the mare. It was Revealing Light, one of the better agents from the RGIS. Candace remembered that she was sent to investigate this area as a result of one of the connections that she found that included signs of dark magic.
Princess.
Light said respectfully.
Told you we would've had enough backup.
Stryker said smugly.
Rise, there's no time for such things.
Luna said, not taking her eyes from the building opposite. As she rose, Light's eyes were fixed on Candace, her expression clearly asking,
What the fuck are you doing here?
Candace rolled her eyes in the direction of Luna with the implication of,
She brought me.
Luna looked at Candace, her expression calm despite the roiling magic that could be sensed within her.
We wish this resolved.
She said with an edge of challenge in her eyes. Candace saw the challenge and nodded.
This can be stopped by her in a moment, but she wants to see if I can do it and how I'll do it. Challenge accepted.
She put a little distance between herself and Luna. Noting Revealing Light looking at her with shocked concern, Candace gave her a reassuring smile. Stryker dropped a leg over Light's back.
It'll be fine. Just sit back and watch the show.
A few night guards made themselves visible enough to show their anticipation with eager, fanged grins. Candace closed her eyes and focused inwards, calming and ordering her thoughts, pushing her emotions and feelings aside. She could feel the world's becoming nothing but cold equations. She stopped short, leaving just her drive to succeed, concern for the innocent and passion for a job well done intact. This wasn't a spell after all, just a technique meant to keep her focused and to push aside all distractions. A moment later, she opened her eyes.
70 thumbs of unicorn magic and 70 thumbs of Pegasus magic. I can convert Pegasus to unicorn at a rate of 5 thumbs per second. Okay, so let's see what we got here.
Candace started casting magic around her. The energy formed into a floating spell circle with 4 glowing orbs and a tetrahedron that was orbiting around it. She could see the signatures of every magical source within a block of her location. Immediately, she saw that the warehouse before her was warded. The energy signatures inside were severely muted. She adjusted it to sense only dark magic and turned the sensitivity to account for the wards. She was grateful to her supervisor for getting her a copy of that spell, despite it being above her rank. Drawing Starfall from her shadow, Luna rested it carefully upon the roof, only cracking it a little.
See if you can stop it before I'm forced to.
Candace nodded in acceptance of the challenge. The look on her face was that of calm determination. At the sight of that weapon of mass destruction in hammer form and the threat of its use, Light's eyes went so wide that they seemed like they would soon eclipse her head. In the warehouse, Candace saw at least 65 sources. Only 15 actually had dark magic in use, but the rest were affected by the dark magic.
Non-lethal's priority. There are innocents in there.
She also saw a massive buildup of dark magic in the middle.
That's my first target.
Candace dropped the sensor spell and started to form a lance-like shield in front of her, about 4 ponies in length. 2 cylinder-shaped shields appeared under her wings, the centers glowing. In a flash, she was gone, a hole now suddenly visible in the wall of the warehouse. She landed right in the middle of the spell circle and the impact wasn't even felt, as the shields absorbed the energy of the collision. Their job done, she let the shields dissipate.
1 for the magic sensor, 3 for the shield, 1 for the rockets, down 5, down 3 for flight, total 65, 67.
She started the transfer of Pegasus magic, converting it to unicorn magic between her wellsprings. Not wasting any time, Candace activated her resonance flexibility. 2 different and discordant resonances radiated from her wings. The disruption effect on the circle and the 15 surrounding cultists was immediate, as the whole spell form collapsed. So did the mind control spells that they had on the other 50 ponies around the warehouse. The 50 started to fall, their minds now in a comatose state since the control was removed.
Down 10, compensated by Pegasus magic, minus 5, total still 60 and 62.
Seeing the circle, she lit her aura upon a section of it. The spell being cast was classified as a disintegration spell. Actually, it was a safety ward against electricity, but without any limiters on it. This caused all of the electricity in the area of the ward immediately getting pushed out of the little zone. Still, it had shocked her the first time that she used it when it destroyed what was used on. A static charge released from the area, and all that was left was elemental dust exploding out of it as it expanded to several hundred times its initial volume. Still, it was only a cloud of gas and dust, so it only pushed the cultists back a little bit.
Down another two, mental acrity, another one, temporal dilation, another two, down 5 and 3 for flight, current total 55, 59.
She mentally counted off as she cast the relevant spells. Time seemed to slow down around her. It was actually accelerated for her, but to her the appearance was still the same. Her mind was now operating at twice its normal speed, allowing her to pay attention to twice as much at a time. The temporal acceleration was one order of magnitude of acceleration, its effects compounding with her mental spell. Her body seemed to move at half speed, but everything else was moving at 1/20th normal speed to her new perceptions. Using such magic in combat was far more intense than using them to process paperwork. With a powerful flap of her oversized wings, she shot straight up and into the shadows.
Time to choose my targets. Let's start with the physical ones. One already went down from my entrance. Now 14 left to go.
She chose a couple of ponies that were powering up the unicorns for the ritual. They never even saw her coming. Striking as fast as she was, they were easy targets, not even reacting before her hooves precisely slammed into them, rendering her foes unconscious.
12 opponents left.
The cultists didn't waver for long. The unicorns started shooting stunning bolts, or maybe kinetic bolts at her? She didn't have time to check. They were simply dodged as she came in for the next target. She suddenly felt some kind of magic grabbing her blood, weighing her down, her very lifeblood being used as a tool to harm her. To her accelerated perceptions, it was slowly taking hold of her blood and spreading, the pain starting to set in. The others were not moving either.
Some kind of blood hold spell. Very well.
She let off her resonance flux again, destroying the blood hold spell, but her own spells failed as well.
Down another 10. Pegasus magic compensation of 5, total 50, 54.
Time suddenly accelerated back to normal for her. In the time that it took her to move out of her own flux zone and flashcast her accelerations, the cultists had advanced towards her. She saw her opponent slow again as time bent to her will.
Down another 2, but another 5 back from the transfer. Still another 6 back up from the mental and temporal accelerations. Current total 47, 49.
In smooth practice movements, she connected their skulls with a push, quickly taking down 2 of the Pegasi that were near her.
10 opponents left.
She noticed one of the unicorns actually charging a spell.
Can't let that happen. No charging the circle for you, if that's what you're doing.
Her position suddenly changed as she cast a flash step spell and landed right in front of the unicorn that was charging the spell.
Down 3, but compensated. Total 49, 44.
Her hoof smacked him in the base of her horn, intentionally using only enough force to disrupt the spell. Sparks of magic danced along his horn and feedback blew back into his brain. Fortunately for him, he was instantly knocked out by his own magic, saving him the intense pain of such a backlash.
Down 4, total 45, 44. 9 opponents left.
This time they tried casting the Bloodhold spell again, but another spell hit her in the head at the same time. She felt the second spell rapidly encroaching upon her mind, trying to control her body. Alarm raced through her, she enforced magic against the threat, reinforcing it with her intent and willpower, hoping it would be enough. Without any mental wards, it wasn't easy to fight this off. About a quarter of her total remaining magic coursed through her body, and she sent raw magic through herself. It was just barely in time.
Too close.
She flew evasively for a moment and put the Earth Ponies and Pegasi between her and the unicorns. She also noted several dark tentacles reaching for her.
Nope, minus another 10, transferring Pegasus magic again. Total, unknown.
She thought as she activated the flux again, this time keeping it up and strong enough to reach about 4 or 5 pony lengths away from her. The dark tentacles that were reaching for her disintegrated as they reached the flux zone around her. The unicorns saved their energy and let the others approach, since they were already on the way. 3 Earth Pony cultists advanced. 1 Pegasus stayed in the air just above them, seeming to be waiting for an opening. The other flew off, and looked like she was going to start grabbing things to throw. Without her acceleration spells, her foes would be more of a threat. Candace reared up in a two-legged stance, and her wings were spread out behind her for balance. Her form showed her to be ready for hoof-to-hoof combat. The central Earth Pony advanced in, quickly moving to strike with a full-powered buck. Candace sidestepped the buck, and he landed on his belly from being denied a target. As she sidestepped the first one, she wing-slashed the eyes of the second Earth Pony. He wasn't unconscious, but the pain in his eyes was not going to be ignored. Finishing the movement, she dropped her rear hoof on the back of the first one's head. The strike to his temple rendered him knocked out.
7 opponents left.
The third one used the distraction to land a forehoof punch to her ribs. He landed a solid blow, and he obviously expected her to crumble, the shock setting in when he realized that he didn't have his Earth Pony strength. Her toned athletic body was able to absorb the painful blow and still stay in the fight. Though, even unenhanced, she would still feel that in the morning. His eyes were filled with rage and he wildly flailed at her, but this time she grabbed his forehoof and slung him around, using his own momentum to send him flying into the door. The impact knocked him out, now that he didn't have his magical toughness to aid him.
Another 20 thumbs on the flex at 10 each. Total still unknown. 6 opponents left.
She heard a crack above her and immediately flapped her wings to assist in getting out from under the attack. She took stock of herself as she flew out.
I'm now 12 thumbs of Unicorn and 19 thumbs of Pegasus magic. I've expended 58 thumbs of total magic since the time of the mental attack, and that means 18 and 10 were spent defending from it.
That was a huge amount of her wellspring being spent. She noticed that her ribs were bruised as well, where the Earth Pony managed to hit her. After taking the mental moment to assess herself, she looked up as she was still moving away from the now slowly falling ceiling. Candace saw the pony that was getting ready to throw stuff suddenly get smashed by the ceiling.
Pony feathers, I'm not gonna be able to save her.
A bit of sorrow at the loss. She hated seeing any creature die. Looking to the side of the debris, she saw the other Pegasus floating there, though successfully dodging the falling structure. She cast another flash step spell and took advantage of his distraction so he was out cold before he felt anything.
Another 3 thumbs in my wellspring compensating. Total 12, 19. 4 opponents left, all unicorns.
Seeing another one start charging a spell, she cast another flash step, and her hoof met horn. The buildup was considerably higher this time, as the spell didn't just fall apart, but rather detonated right in her hoof. She felt the shockwave travel up her foreleg, and it numbed her for a moment as she was knocked back. A quick inspection revealed that her hoof, despite being singed by uncontrolled magic, was still operational, though she would be in pain the following day if she didn't get it healed.
Down 2, and another 3 from flight. Total 14-14, 3 opponents left.
She advanced quickly to the other 3 and dropped her spells in favor of her resonance flux again.
Down another 10, Pegasus transfer compensating. Total 12-11.
This shut the 3 casters down as they flinched. The world returned to normal speed, but the trade was more than worth it. She was fit, nimble, and well-trained, and they were just typical unicorn cultists whose only skill would be their spellcasting. Wasting no time, she swung her hoof. She struck one upside the temple before it could recover from flinching at the flux that she was emitting.
2 opponents left.
The second one unexpectedly proved a bit more adept. He matched her rear hoofed stance and started towards her. It actually took a bit of effort to defend herself. This unicorn eschewed defense in favor of high-speed offense. The swings came in with rapid ferocity. Her blocks and dodges proved just as fast. But the one-on-one combat only lasted about 2.5 seconds, though. Her opponent slammed into her, propelled by some sort of blast originating from behind her. The pair fell to the ground, entangled. Sharp spikes of pain erupted from her barrel as something pierced her flesh. Warm liquid poured over her, matching her coat as the rich coppery scent of blood filled her nose. Her resonance flux dropped.
That took another 10. 5 back from Pegasus again. Total, 7-6.
Looking at her now dying foe, she could see long spikes of bone running through him and pressing into her own body. It was just a good thing that she tended to keep her current opponents between herself and other potential combatants. Nothing like having a nice meat shield to protect you from near instant death. Though it must suck to be the meat shield. And also must suck even worse to know that you were used involuntarily as a meat shield. Anyways, let's get on to our leaders of donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, J10Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and only one thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Will, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Cage, RuneScythe9852, Leslie Prickett, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGod12, and many more amazing people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.